Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, announcement. 8:30. 8:30 tomorrow in studio. Kevin Stefanski.
Good friend of the show, head coach, two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Will he bring the awards in with him?
Hey, I'm Cruton.
Like he has the heavyweight belt and the Intercontinental Championship at the same time.
I'm Cruton for Streetsboro football, you know me.
You're gonna have him make a video?
Nah, I shouldn't do that, should I? I was going to ask you if I should,
Who's made a video so far?
Browns player you know make one.
Wyatt got me one. Wyatt's great, man. What a guy.
He was in the woods, right?
Yeah, he's in the woods.
I didn't hear it, but I saw him in the woods.
I'm sure there had to be some dead animal at his feet, which was fantastic. Wyatt, Rodney, Joe, that's all I asked. It's coming up soon.
Crud. Bernie, my father-in-law, Bernie.
I was going to say, I got another one up.
You should probably know what you're talking about.
I am, because I know there's Steelers fans in my community. I am working on one. I'm trying. We'll see.
Did you get Zastadil?
He's in another community.
I know.
But doesn't he do stuff with that community?
It's not like you're stealing dudes from 45 minutes away.
Yeah, but if they see it in the other community, like, why aren't you doing it in our community? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
If only he knew someone that lived in that community.
People get odd about that stuff, man.
That for him.
Just saying, like, Joe lives up in Wisconsin. I don't care about the people up in Wisconsin. I'm sure there's nice people up there, but I don't care about their youth football. All right, can I just say this real quick? So I said, I'm rooting for Shador. Real Xavier P on Twitter. Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Man, Ken isn't cheering for Shador. He's cheering against Watson. He's more likable once you realize the perception isn't reality. Listen, I liked Shador before. I like Shador now. I am rooting for Shador. It's not because I'm cheering against Watson. I don't need to cheer against Watson. I don't take him seriously as a quarterback anymore. Why do I need to, as a viable option for the Browns, why do I need to cheer against a guy like
Judy
that?
Judy does. He's playing catch with him.
You could play catch with anybody. My dad smoked like a chimney back in the day. He played catch with me. He wasn't going to play quarterback for the Browns.
I thought you were going to say he'll smoke with anybody.
Were you the leading wide receiver for your team?
No. Okay. But I'm just saying, you can play catch with anybody.
Maybe play with the guy that you think's going to be the starting quarterback.
I'm sure they played catch together. He and Shador Sanders or Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel.
Do they all get equal time?
I can't just keep saying these names every single time. It's like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I can't keep saying these names. Can we find a nickname for the four quarterbacks that are viable for this quarterback
job? Some say five. Some say you can't put a restriction on
one of those people.
Deshaun
is Mary Kay Cabot, who has been on our show and says it all the time.
But no, he's not vying to be the week one starter. He ain't vying to be the week one starter. The issue about the Watson stuff, I'm cheering against not talking about him. That's what I'm cheering against. But if she reports that, it's like, okay, I have a duty to talk about it. Yeah, I can't just sit there and avoid everything. So that's what I'm cheering against. I'm cheering for Shador Sanders. You know why I'm cheering for Shador Sanders? I'd like to use those two first-round picks on something else. I'd like one of my favorite football players ever, his son, to be a great player for the Cleveland Browns. Yes, there is some fanboy in that. Yes. He's got things that he has to overcome, certainly. Yeah, why wouldn't I root for Shador Sanders? Why wouldn't I want Shador Sanders to do well? Or Dylan Gabriel, for that matter. I know Lima just doesn't think anything of him, but I want one of them to do well. And Kenny, I mean, begrudgingly. It is what it is. And maybe he'll be a surprise. Maybe I'll wake up with my face sewn to the carpet. One of those things. But yeah, that's just where I stand on that. I root for not having to talk about QBs that aren't going to be part of the future. Dylan Gabriel, whether Lima likes it or not, is in the running to be a part of the future. And sure as hell, Shador Sanders is too. That's what I root for. More than likely, we're going to have to use those two first-round picks on a quarterback next year. I'm not trying to lie to you. I ain't trying to be stupid. I know what the score is. But maybe one day the sun shines on the dog's ass and all of a sudden we got that guy, that great story of the guy that came out of nowhere. We get our very own version of the guy who nobody thought was going to be good who ends up being good. Or we'll go back to the drawing board like we more than likely will. 216-474-0092. Joe Orsarski is going to join us coming up at 9:22 this morning. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will have him on for a couple of minutes. Does everybody else think as highly of Evan Mobley as we do? That's all coming up. Let me get to the phones here. You say divisions don't matter, but let me twist this for a second. You say divisions don't matter, but with the one twist here, Tone, you want to bring up what about these divisions? Because for a second, you kind of buttressed up against a conversation there that I kind of liked about what about making the divisions bigger? I'm up for expanding. Like, if you want to cut it down to three or two divisions and you play more of those teams,
you mean
fine.
Two divisions in each conference. So we're at four divisions.
If you wanted to do that, how many teams are in each conference?
What I was thinking
16.
What I was thinking,
two 8-team divisions.
So you play 16 games against two divisions.
If we're staying at 14 in the playoffs, you'd go top three in each division and then one wild card, whoever the fourth is.
Can't you do three divisions?
Yeah, I know that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I'd like to have three divisions.
Scheduling-wise, with 18 games, though, that really screws things up.
I know. It does.
Well, it's all going to be screwed up anyway. And right now, they've just, in tacking on an extra game, they just said, all right, there's going to be one other crossover game that will...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And some seasons you'll have 8 home games. Some seasons you'll have 9, right? That's what they've done to get to 17 games. So they've already taken the precision out of it. It's just you have the same schedule as everybody in your division, and you have the same math of everybody in your conference for the most part. But I don't know that that's even that necessary. The more you expand the season and go to 18 games, I think we just throw our hands up in the air and say the schedules aren't going to be equal.
But well, that's what they did in college football, too. I mean, when we were kids, it was... 10 teams are in a conference, and that's it. And then, we went to 14 teams in a conference, and you don't get to play the same guys that you always used to play.
Yeah.
And it is going to suck the first year or two, and then we'll get used to it.
It is going to be different. I just know that in sports, and this is kind of unfortunate, honestly. I would say, Ken, this kind of backs your argument a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In sports in general, we have all decided as fans, we're just going to argue about championships. That's what's going to matter the most. If you don't get to the Super Bowl, then we're going to make fun of you, even if you win the MVP. We're going to make fun of Lamar Jackson. We're going to make fun of Josh Allen, even though they're amazing, and we would do anything we could to get those guys as our quarterbacks. But that's the debate culture. That's where we're at as fans. But has he gotten to the Super Bowl? And then when you do, has he won the Super Bowl? Well, he's won one. Well, has he won back-to-back Super Bowls? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have lessened the value in everyday conversation anyway of what it means to win a division. Because in the end, even if, let's say we had Baker Mayfield and he's winning the AFC North for the first time. All right, that first time, it'll be amazing. After that, it's going to be like, all right, but what about the playoffs? What are you doing in the playoffs? Where are your achievements in the playoffs? So I just don't know that today's sports culture in general cares as much about divisions.
Which bothers me because
I know,
as a person,
I know.
And I know I'm one of the... sad minority of I'm a fan of a team that hasn't won a division since 1989. If I grew up in Pittsburgh, if I grew up in Baltimore, if I grew up in, but now it's got to be Kansas City. The other one's that's old hat. If you were Pittsburgh, how many divisions has Pittsburgh won since we've all been around? Probably a bunch 15, since 99. Yeah.
Between them and Baltimore.
It's kind of old hat. I'd love to win a division. Like we would celebrate. I'd probably bring in drinks in here if we won a division. I don't think I could talk about that on the air. I think we'd be boozing in here if we won a division. I'm dead ass about that. By the way, do I need to get rid of that? That saying?
Dead ass?
Yeah. I got it from the Let Me Be Dead Ass With You Brother meme on social media.
Thank you.
Sounds like I got to get rid of it. Yeah, I'm getting rid of it. Sorry. Nick in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Kenneth. dead ass. I'm 28. Lima, under 30. You're kind of an idiot, Lima. Normally, I agree with you. Too hard to.
Where this is going.
But you know, here's the thing. What is Baskin talking about? Why is he talking shit with you, Ken?
Whoa.
Nick. Ken, all right. Sorry. I'll table that. I'll call tomorrow.
Can't say that word tomorrow. We don't get a free cussing Friday.
Call it 48 minutes.
My bad, fam. So here's the thing. Divisions are actually very important. I think the NFL has made it unique that we care about the divisions.
All right.
Nobody, you know, Lima, you were saying, well, there's only three other teams that you beat. Who gives a crap? You know, really, who gives a crap? I love talking to my white trash neighbors down in Cincinnati. I love talking to the white trash neighbors in Pittsburgh. And I really hate the team that we should be in Baltimore, especially their fans, because they don't give a crap about the history and why they got them, even though their team left first. You know, and it should matter to them. But the problem is that we don't care that the Indians play four or five teams. We don't care that the Cavs are in four or five teams in the division. They don't matter. But in the NFL, the culture, the rivalry, everything that matters, you know, think of Joe Hayden being traded to Pittsburgh, how PO'd everybody was a few years ago, because that was our guy. I just think that divisions are unique. And Lima, you said, God, all September, how the rivalries don't mean anything in the Big Ten anymore. This is different. It's just a very slippery wizard.
I think you're right. Because let me tell you this, Nick. Let me say this, and thank you very much for the call and backing me up on this. And I know we got to get going here. If you take away the divisions, you know damn well, like the whole, remember the Thanksgiving argument years ago? Now the Lions are good. No one thinks about it. Like, should the Lions be hosting on Thanksgiving?
I wanted them off.
And I think when you mess with these sort of things, it's only a matter of time. Like, oh my God, we only got one technically big game, and that's 9:30 in the morning in London. You know, there'd be a matter of time. Okay. Yeah. Pittsburgh, you guys play them twice a year. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey man, we got TV ratings to deal with and there's no divisions anymore. And we decided to put Pittsburgh up against Kansas City this year. And you're only going to play Pittsburgh once. It only takes a minute to erode that. They'll do anything for ratings. They'll do anything for ratings. Hey, we gave them another London game, and you guys are only going to play Baltimore once.
But what,
you don't want to do that.
I know we got to go. What Nick just said, I do think that is true for a lot of people here, even though we haven't won the division in so long. Do you think that's true throughout the NFL? Do they care? Because Baltimore was the Browns, so I understand why there's that. Cincinnati, well, that goes without saying. Two teams in Ohio, same colors. We know the heritage. We know about Paul Brown. That's just not happening elsewhere. And obviously, Pittsburgh, Cleveland is the same type of a city, you know.
I understand.
So is that the case everywhere else? Do people care about the divisions all around the
divisions?
The NFL?
The divisions protect our traditions that we like. I cannot leave it up to the NFL to protect our traditions.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.